Welcome to DSA Sunday. The theme this year the bishop has chosen is, we are the chosen witnesses. I ask, what kind of witness are you? What kind of fruit are you producing? We hear from Jesus today in the gospel about those things that are so important. The last two weekends we have been in, and this is the final weekend that we're in chapter 6 of Luke, called the Sermon on the Plain. It's Matthew and Luke producing the sermon of Jesus to teach us how to live our lives. And Matthew chapter 5 is the Sermon on the Mount. And these three weeks we've been hearing further Luke teaching us through Jesus. In the last 2 weeks, it's care for each other properly, the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. And it was all about how we live our lives, how we act, how we do things for others. Today's a little bit different. We're looking on the inside of ourselves. How do we get ourselves correct to live the life Jesus is asking us to live? And at the very beginning, it starts with the blind leading the blind. We've all heard that. And where do we end up? We end up in the pit. What is that all about? It's all about who's our teacher? Who are we letting teach us how our inside, our minds, our conscience is to be formed? And if we're in the wrong places, the blind leads the blind into the pit. If we're in the right place and Jesus is leading us and we're listening to him, we are led closer to him to be in eternal reward with him. And then we hear about the wooden beam stuck in our eye. We're so quick to judge. And the example that just kept coming to me as I read through this and prayed about it was how we get in our car and we use that car and we change our attitudes. And somebody cuts us off and what's our first reaction? That's not the reaction that we're supposed to have. And then a few miles down the road, or maybe the next day, we do the exact same thing that person just did to us. There's something about getting in that car where we have this power of some sort that we really don't. We're supposed to treat each other well and judge each other appropriately. And the next part is, what's the fruit that you're receiving? Are you being nurtured properly? Are you being pruned properly? Or are we filling ourselves with stuff that's not good? Are we reading good stuff or are we reading stuff that's not filling us? Are we watching things that are not good or are we watching things that are good that will fulfill us and help us to produce good fruit? I hear a lot of times from many people of how they feel unworthy to do something. I'm not worthy to teach my children. I'm not worthy to lead that prayer service. I'm not worthy to fill in the blank. We are worthy, and it's about how we nurture and fill our minds ourselves through the teaching that we receive from others and what we surround ourselves with to be able to go out and to be a great parent, to be a great teacher, and to witness to others. That's what we're being asked for. Lent begins on Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is Wednesday. We have a great opportunity in Lent. What is that? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And in our prayer, that's where we begin to find Jesus and to talk to him to help us, to guide us, to lead us. It's kind of like a reset button. How do we fill ourselves properly throughout Lent? There are so many resources available. The black books are at the tables as you leave Mass today. There are resources through Form, through Ascension Press, through Dynamic Catholic. My challenge to you is use one of those and guide yourself through Lent and hit that reset button to fill your hearts and your souls to be able to have good fruit to go out. And today, again, the diocesan services appeal begins. So we're going to hear from Bishop Boyer on the great services that the diocese is doing.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, you are my chosen witnesses. This scripture from the prophet Isaiah shows us that we are called to bear witness to God's mercy. This is not merely a passive role. It involves actively proclaiming the truth of God's sovereignty and faithfulness. The call to be witnesses indicates that our existence and experiences are meant to reflect God's glory and truth to the nations. There are many ways we can be witnesses, but one important way is by participating in our diocesan services appeal. Our DSA offerings and their effects are a powerful testimony to both our community and to the broader society of our Catholic faith. Your DSA gifts enable the church to give care and support to those who need it most. Our Catholic charities provide food and shelter to the destitute and offer counseling to those struggling with addiction. Life ministries arrange care and support to mothers and children of unplanned pregnancies. Vocations are fostered through the support of marriage prep programs, seminarian formation, and training for the diaconate. Programs are offered to foster active evangelization efforts in our parishes. The DSA sustains all these and many more ministries that proclaim our witness to the love of Jesus. Our DSA donations are vital to our ability to perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We put your DSA gifts to work right away to provide help and hope for those most in need. They are not reserved for use in another year. Your dollars will go to help families and individuals struggling in our diocese this very year. Sisters and brothers, our diocesan services appeal offers an incredible opportunity to demonstrate one way for us to be witnesses. By supporting our parishes and the many ministries of our wider Catholic Church through the DSA, we can truly proclaim that we are chosen witnesses. So I ask you to join me and all our brothers and sisters to contribute to DSA this year. With your support, we will carry out the work of the church in the year ahead. Thank you. May God bless you for all that you do with and for one another.
Good morning. I'm Mike Thompson of our Parish Finance Council. My family and I have been members of St. Joseph for the last 6 years. Today, we begin our annual Diocese of Lansing Services Appeal. This year, our theme, "You Are My Chosen Witness," comes from the prophet Isaiah. We are reminded of how God called the prophet to witness God to the world. This theme serves to remind all of us how we are all called to witness God's love to others. We witness love in our words and our actions. Our financial gifts of sacrifice help support the good ministries and programs of our Diocese of Lansing. They help witness our faith and trust in God. We just heard Bishop Boyer invite our participation. As a parish of St. Joseph, we have always made our goal, with gratitude for our new hall, offices, and classrooms, let us now make a gift to DSA. Last year, our goal was $121,177, and we received $164,611 from 344 households. In 2023, we received 370 gifts. Can we together beat this number? Please pass the baskets of DSA envelopes down from the ends of the pews. You can make your gift or pledge today by completing the pledge envelopes and placing it in the collection. If you prefer, you can take the envelope home, pray on it, and return it next week. Thank you in advance for your support of our Diocese of Lansing Services Appeal. Thank you for your support of St. Joseph Parish. And together, let us witness our love for God.